After great pain, a formal feeling comes. The nerves sit ceremonious, like tombs. The stiff, hard questions, was it he that bore, in yesterday, or centuries before? The feet, mechanical, go round, of ground or air or aught. A wooden way, regardless grown, accords contentment like a stone. This is the hour of lead, remembered if outlived, as freezing persons recollect the snow. First, chill, then stupor, then the letting go. Emily Dickinson wrote this poem in 1862 and embodies so well for us how we brace ourselves in the face of horror and great pain. For so many of us, numbness, a spiritual death, was our first and lasting response on 9/11 and its aftermath. Poetry and art help us to unblock, to come to true feeling, human consciousness, and compassion. Poetry and art return us to ourselves and to each other. You are tuned to WKNJ 90.3 FM, the radio voice of Kane University. Welcome to this inaugural segment of Poets on Air, a program devoted to exploration of the many facets of poetry, both historical and contemporary. I am your host, Susanna Rich. And we dedicate this inaugural segment to the first anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the United States of America last year. We dedicate it to the victims. We dedicate it to the brave who have worked so tirelessly in this aftermath, and to the friends and families. And we also dedicate it to us all globally. This terrorist attack happened to us all. We are going to speak today with an extraordinary group of poets. Those poets who have devoted their lives to poetry, such as luminaries, such as Billy Collins, who spoke to us. He is the Poet Laureate of the United States. We have the Pulitzer Prize winner, Stephen Dunn. We have twice National Book Award finalist, Alicia Ostracker. And we also have Dean Nirksi, who lives in Brooklyn and writes from a very immediate point of view. He came to us by way of Dennis Lloyd Johnson and Valerie Marianne's at Melville House Books, who gathered the work of these and many other poets in their book, Poetry After 9/11, an anthology of New York poets. We are especially grateful to them for the work they have done to collect the poetry. We also have poets Charlotte Mandel, Carol Stone, Ed Raymond, who have generously agreed to read their poems. We have as well the work of poets such as Charles Beeler, who is an amateur poet who came to us by way of Teiko Tal, who is director of the 9/11 National Peace Poetry Project, who has collected over 3,000 poems in response to 9/11. There's an extraordinary need for poetry. So I welcome you and I ask you to stay with us. Come back to us as we begin to do this exploration with our guest poets. The music for this segment of Poets on Air will be from Jonathan Elias's The Prayer Cycle. It is a symphony in 9 movements, each of which is devoted to a different virtue. It is especially appropriate for us today because, regardless of your religious affiliation, this is a day of prayer and reflection. Each of the movements is sung from a medley of voices from an international range of languages, including such as Urdu, Hungarian, Spanish, and Mali. Since the attacks of 9/11 were on international centers, the Pentagon and the Trade Towers, it is especially appropriate because it is for people from around the world. The lyrics that accompany this CD are poetry in themselves, and I will read you excerpts from them. Some of them are hauntingly appropriate for this day.